With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Area firefighters will be putting out simulated fires at the Aspen Pickens County Airport until Saturday. Pickens County authorities warn if you see fire and smoke near the airport business center, do not call 911. These drills are staged every year to test the skills of firefighters for aircraft fires and emergency situations. For the first time, the public is invited to watch a drill today at 3 p.m. at the Airport Operations Center. Local firefighters will work to extinguish a simulated aircraft fire. The fire drills will be held day and night, so flames may be visible at any time in the surrounding areas of the airport. Pickens County says the burns will be staged on gravel away from trees and shrubbery, and all fires will be completely controlled. Pickens Alert and social media will be used the next couple of days to remind the public about the burns to avoid unnecessary calls to 911. A report says Colorado has one of the nation's worst backlogs of unprocessed U.S. naturalization applications. And one of the study's authors says that's blocking voting rights. Alex Hager has the story.
9,325. That's the number of applications sitting in a queue at the U.S. Customs and Immigration Services office in Denver. Because of that, applicants are facing an average wait time of 10 months, which is far beyond the agency's mandate to process applications in just 120 days. These findings come from a report led by a law professor at CU Boulder. She says the government is illegally blocking legal permanent residents from accessing benefits and employment opportunities only available to those with citizenship. And she says that delay keeps applicants from exercising their right to vote. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
A severed fiber optic cable halted work at all of the driver's license offices in Colorado for about 8 hours yesterday. The Department of Revenue says the problem prevented workers from issuing any new driver's licenses, permits, or ID cards. The issue was fixed just before the end of the workday. This is the second technical glitch to impact state services in recent weeks. Earlier this month, the Denver Post reported some counties were unable to process food stamp applications and other benefits for low-income residents due to a state computer glitch. A Denver hiker who went missing on Pyramid Peak has been found alive. He spent 2.5 days lost in Maroon Snowmass Wilderness area after separating from his climbing party. The Pickens County Sheriff's Office and Mountain Rescue Aspen says backcountry enthusiasts should stay with their hiking and climbing partners and to be familiar with intended routes, carry necessary equipment, and be prepared for any conditions. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.